I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome back to Amazing FBA. I hope you'll excuse the sound quality. Those of you here watching on video will see that I am actually driving. Now, this is not an ideal way of making a video, but I am aware of the traffic around me and I am going to make sure I'm safe. So the point I'm going to make in this video is getting things done. GTI, or GTD, sorry. That's not very good spelling, is it? Or, as we call it in London, JFDI, just do it. And you can use your imagination what the other letter might stand for. But sometimes we have days where things do not go according to plan, where things are not going our way. And I've had one of those days where my plan for the day has been derailed by other people, which can happen. And one of those people is my partner. So because I love her and want to keep her healthy and happy, I am ending up driving her around today, hence being in the car when I wasn't expecting that. That's one of life's things. Now, you've got to make that choice. Would I do that for anybody else and let myself get derailed? No. Now, another bit of work that I do, one of my final bits of actual employment work, which is one of my bits of music work, and those of you who've been following me for a while know that I'm a musician by training and passion, as well as my passion for business. And those two things kind of go together in some ways. I think creativity, putting a project together, working with other people, maybe that's why I'm particularly passionate about masterminds, because that means meeting in person, and I've been used for years to running meetings in person. So maybe that explains it, but for whatever reason, I am pretty passionate about that way of doing business.
Right, I'm out of my car now, and I've got a quick thing to share with you, which is the JFDI thing, get it done. Okay, so today I am in beautiful Westbourne Park, which is very near Notting Hill, famous for the movie of the same name with Julia Roberts, and I think it was somebody whose name I forget now, but very famous people. So yeah, it's a beautiful part of the world, just driven past somebody who's driving a Maserati. I'm not yet driving a Maserati, but one day I want to be, because I love good cars. And one reason that I think I might do is because I'm getting things done. Sometimes life does not line up all the traffic lights green for you, okay? So sometimes that is simply not the way it works. So you need to get things done anyway, okay? Sometimes, like today, your partner or your family are gonna be ill. My partner's been ill today, hence I'm driving around London, basically wasting a lot of time doing that which I wouldn't normally do, which is to be responsible for transport when other people can do the same thing, right? So, but because it's my partner, of course, I'm gonna do it anyway. So, you know, sometimes the family can be the least productive part of your life. Sometimes family can be the worst for your productivity of anybody. Sometimes they can be the most destructive people, right? If that's you, if you have a partner who's not supportive of you because, you know, you have problems, or in my case, my partner's very, very supportive and very proud of what I've achieved with my Amazon business so far, and indeed the growing legion of people who listen to and watch Amazing FBA, and the people now who are members of the Mastermind and the mentees that I've helped and so forth. So, you know, there's lots of good things going on, but nonetheless, you know, other people have an agenda for your time, and sometimes your family's agenda for your time is not what your business needs. No matter, guys, sometimes you end up with 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, where you can get things done. And I really, really think if you're clear-minded and precise about what it is you need to get done on a particular day, then you can get it done. It may not be perfect, but it's good enough as a starting point. You can refine as you go along, okay? Now, I'm not talking about making slapdash decisions involving $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 or something like that, okay? So hear what I'm saying. But for example, today I was determined to get several podcast episodes recorded. Now, this is going to be one of them. It's not covering the exact topics I was expecting, but it is covering a topic that I think is very, very important. Sometimes we have paralysis by analysis, and sometimes we're perfectionist. Now, if you put duff products out in the marketplace, you really will get canned these days, and you deserve to be. So don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about putting rubbish out there, but sometimes we have a good thing which is of value, which people will pay for, but is not yet perfect. If you're at that stage, it could be that if you've got stuck, or if you simply have no other options, you better just get on with that and see what happens. Put it out there, let the marketplace tell you whether they like it, okay? Now, I put the odd podcast out, for example, which is obviously quicker and easier to produce than a product, but it's the same basic function, which is produce something, put it out there, get feedback from a marketplace, or in my case, an audience, but it's the same thing. One person did come back to me once when I recorded something near the sea, and you may remember it, just bitterly complaining about the quality of the audio because it was in a very windy place. Now, it could be that some people say, like, Mike, why didn't you brush your hair before you do this? Why didn't you use a proper microphone? Why are you recording it with a slightly random background? But you know what? I'm getting the same message across, and therefore I think it is of value. Now, I think that the truth is the marketplace will tell me with their feedback whether or not they think it's of value, right? And that is true of you and your products. Now, I'm not suggesting that you are slapdash. I'm not suggesting that you're hasty. But on the other hand, if you're on your fifth or sixth month in a row of analysis paralysis, of looking at all the options, of choosing products, of getting samples, could it be, folks, and I would argue it is, could it be that you need to get out there and buy something and try and sell it and see what the marketplace tells you? Maybe it doesn't sell, in which case it's disappointing. Maybe it sells, but at a low price. Maybe it sells and you get really shitty feedback and people tell you that it's a horrible product. Well, okay, now you know what people think because you've gone out there, you've been brave, you've taken action, you've got a result, and you can adjust course. So what I'm saying to you is just remember, it's a very London-y way of thinking. It's not too woo-woo. It's not very sort of happy-clappy. JFDI, get it done, folks. That's my message from lovely Ladbrook Grove. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.